Friday, February 2nd. President Colson and me in first thing this morning on general strategy. Chuck making the point that Sindlinger says it's essential we keep up the attack on the media, that people resent the commentators, and that's the playback he's getting. So we should work off of it. Wants to be sure Henry answers the Harry Reasoner piece. Rogers should go ahead with the Nobel Prize, which he discussed with the president of the state dinner last night. President wants Timmons to get someone to introduce the an amnesty bill in Congress and force them to vote on it in order to force the issue out with some clever wording about they should not be treated as criminals. This should especially be done in the House and force every dove to vote for it. He wants to be sure we make Congress and the press the enemy. They represent the special interest. The president represents the public interest. We need controversy and excitement. They're the most important element of politics, not consensus and holding out the hand of forgiveness. He got later into some schedule things. Doesn't want to do his State of the Union at Wilbur Mills College. Wants some other idea for something to do on the way out to California on Wednesday. Maybe do the Marriott building in Utah. Also wants to be sure we develop a list of entertainers so he can make a choice of the best in America. He, again today, was pretty much involved since he had to leave at noon for the Heath luncheon and then to Camp David with Heath for the afternoon and evening. He changed his plan and came back after the dinner up there tonight, end of February 2nd.